The National Australia Bank has just released its online retail sales index, which shows that we increased our spending on online purchases by more than $2 billion over the last year. But it wasn't only overseas sites that were attracting Australians. The survey showed that 72% of online sales went to domestic retailers. Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge spoke about the survey to NAB economist Jared Berg.
Well, we've seen growth in online sales at around about 23% year on year in April. And this represents a typical sort of range that we've seen since the second half of 2011, but it does represent quite a rebound from the level we saw in March.
What are people buying?
Well, the largest share of purchases are in areas such as department stores and homewares, but these aren't necessarily growing as rapidly as some of the other areas. We're actually seeing the fastest rates of growth in areas like fashion, daily deals and media.
Tell us who, like what are the demographics that are mainly growing at the moment?
We're seeing the largest share of purchases being in the people aged around 35 to 44. They're spending almost a quarter of all the online spending at the moment. The two age groups around that, the 25 to 34 and 45 to 54, are each purchasing around 20%. It's really the other age groups around this that are spending a comparatively small amount online.
Did you find it surprising that the younger age groups don't appear to be embracing online retail quite as quickly as the older age groups?
We don't think it's a case of them not embracing it, but generally when you look at these age groups, they have a lower purchasing power than some of the older groups. And there's also the possibility that some of the older groups are actually making the purchases on their behalf.
What do we know about what amount of purchases are being made from domestic retailers as opposed to products bought from overseas retailers?
Well, our data shows almost three quarters of all purchases are made from domestic retailers. So those that are charging GST on all purchases. And we've seen that being a fairly even share over the course of our index.
The retail industry has long been arguing to lower the GST threshold for products that are bought from overseas, saying that's a real threat to bricks and mortar retail here. But your figures don't appear to reflect that would make a very big difference, because the majority of purchases are Australian anyway.
It might make some difference to domestic retailers, but I think the bigger challenge for domestic retailers at the moment is the relative conservatism of consumers post the GFC. We've seen savings rates moving up considerably higher since the GFC, and I think that's more of a challenge for this sector than the threat of international online retailers.
One thing I thought was surprising, that it still only represents 6% of overall retail sales. It's still not a huge amount, is it?
Yeah, that's right. It's about $13.5 billion in total. And so it's small, but it is still rapidly growing. And we've seen from trends overseas that the share is gradually rising in countries like the United States and United Kingdom as well. So you would expect to see that share continuing to grow over time. We are also seeing that a lot of domestic bricks and mortar retailers are looking to expand in the online space as well, really developing that multi-channel approach to retailing.
That's NAB economist Jared Berg speaking to Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.